Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Monday, Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet, fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Illinois at 7 in one of the final games at Welsh Ryan Arena. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
Wayne, you know, obviously he's put himself, he's been in this position a lot over the course of his career. You know, one of the reasons he's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day is because of his ability to close games and play clutch basketball and not be afraid of a big moment.
That's Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg on Dwayne Wade, who led the Bulls to a 112-107 victory over Sacramento. All five starters finished in double digits. Jimmy Butler sat out his second game with that heel bruise. Bulls continue their road trip tomorrow night at Golden State. In hockey, the Blackhawks play at Minnesota tomorrow night. They currently trail the Wild in the Central by 4 points. Coy Crawford gets the start in net. AHL, the Wolves play in Rockford tonight. Puck drops at 7. And Carolina Hurricanes' Brian Bickell is hoping to return to the lineup in 2 weeks. Bickell has not played since October 30th and announced on November 11th he was diagnosed with MS. NFL news, Steve Sarkisian replaces Kyle Shanahan as the Falcons' offensive coordinator. College hoops, Illinois takes on Northwestern. Coverage on the Score starts tonight at 6:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Valentinesday.com. Valentine's Day is almost here. Listen to the score for the How Sweet It Is giveaway brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the very best gifts. Also brought to you by Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com for tickets. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Regulator, mount up. We'll call you.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
The NFL season is over, but it never ends for this man, Matt Miller, at Bleacher Report, at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter.
Like that? What are you doing?
It's the overdramatic football voice. It's Taney's music brings out different radio personalities.
Okay. I just need one out of you. Just a good one. Like a good personality.
Keep spinning the wheel. He joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. All right, Matt, we've got the draft order locked in. We know the Bears are at three. I've got your big board right in front of me. And the name that I see at three is Alabama linebacker Reuben Foster. Why do I see that name?
Oh, he's a freak guy, and you watched him against Clemson. He's running down Deshaun Watson. You know, great energy. He dropped about 15 pounds this year, played lighter, faster, super instinctive, really like football smart, best player on Alabama this year, in my opinion, and one of the best inside linebacker prospects I've seen. If you take away Jalen Smith and Miles Jack because of the injuries, like, he's up there with the best of the best.
Yeah, and everybody's been talking about another Alabama prospect that will be going number three, especially with a defense led by John Fox and Jonathan Allen. Now, I'm fine if Jonathan Allen is Leonard Williams for the New York Jets, but he's, what, a couple inches shorter? He's about 14, 15 pounds lighter. What is Jonathan Allen as a prospect?
Well, I like Jonathan Allen. Hell of a player. And like you said, though, I don't think he's Leonard Williams. I really don't. He's smaller. I don't think he's just as athletic. He's not as stout at the point of attack. You know, Leonard was 6'5", 300 pounds, he was, like, unmovable. And I think with Jonathan Allen, the biggest question is going to be, here's a guy that's had three shoulder surgeries in college. These Alabama kids are maxed out, and that's always going to be an issue, right? You're a little bit scared. And then it's about, okay, well, where does he fit in terms of scheme? In a 3-4 defense, he's a really good 5 technique. But at pick number 3 overall, and you're not getting J.J. Watt. You're not getting Leonard Williams. So this is a guy you probably would rather, you know, you would feel better drafted in that 7, 8, 9, 10 range. So at pick 3, this is not a great year to have pick 3, which sucks for you guys. But, you know, you need a quarterback. And there's not a quarterback that you want to take that early. But until things get fleshed out in free agency in this trade market, unless it's, you know, a trade for Jimmy Garoppolo or whatever can happen out there, like, I'm going to keep putting a quarterback at pick 3 until they solve that puzzle by adding another guy.
Where would Jimmy Garoppolo be if he, the Jimmy Garoppolo we now know with this NFL experience, if all of a sudden by some sort of bizarre deus ex machina, if he were eligible for this draft?
Oh, wow. I would probably put him, I would guess he would be right there with Mitch Trubisky as the best quarterback. I really like
him. But down at 16?
Yeah, like 16 overall. Yeah, I would say that's about fair.
Oh, wow.
And I say that as someone who, like, really, I liked Garoppolo. I thought he was a good player, but I think he and Trubisky are a lot alike. You know, they're about the same size. They both have, you know, good mobility to get out of the pocket, pretty good arms, not, like, great. The thing with Garoppolo is his mechanics are better than all these guys. Like, Trubisky is, like, such a back foot thrower. And, like, there's some Blake Bortles stuff to his game. And you watch Deshaun Kizer, and, man, he could be tremendous with ball placement and anticipation. And then he can be awful. And Deshaun Watson can throw 30 picks in 2 years, and a lot of them are outside the hashes on NFL-level throws. And he's small, and you hear things about the Clemson had to kind of dumb down their offense a little bit. And, like, all that scares me. And I think with Garoppolo, at least, like, their ceilings might be higher, all those other guys. But, like, he is ready to come in and play right away. So, like, if you trade, I wouldn't trade pick number 3 for him, but if you want to trade 35 for Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm all for it, because I think your margin of error there is pretty small.
I got yelled at last year when the mock drafts first came out, and there were a few that had, you know, Ezekiel Elliott around that Bears pick. And I think playmakers are playmakers. I understand the devalued commodity that running backs are, but especially if you've got quarterback concerns or a young quarterback that you're trying to groom, there's nothing better than a running game. Does that lead to Leonard Fournette being a guy who, you know, gets the trigger pulled on him a little bit earlier than most expected? You know, I've seen a lot of sixes and a lot of sevens. I see you with him as the number two prospect. And also, is there that much of a difference between him and Dalvin Cook?
There's about a 35-pound difference between him and Dalvin Cook. I don't understand the people on Twitter who think Dalvin Cook is as good as Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, I'm seeing him at 4 in some mock drafts, and I'm surprised by it.
People like to drink, Jason. That's all I know. Because Fournette, I mean, listen, he's 6'1", 230, 235 pounds. He's going to run a 4.4. Like, he's a freak. And not only is he that big, but unlike Derrick Henry last year, his hips are flexible. They move. Like, he could create his own space. And it's odd how people who I assume have never watched him play get on this, like, kick about he can only run straight ahead. He's only as good as the line in front of him. That's every running back in the NFL. You're only as good as the line in front of you.
Right.
Todd Gurley's a freak of human nature. He can't get anything going behind that line. So, yeah, I think he's going to be a product of the system, as are most running backs. But if you are Jacksonville and you want to help Blake Bortles, give him Leonard Fournette. That's the quickest fix to helping an offense that your offense, you know, your line's bad, your quarterback struggles with decision making. Give him a go-to back, someone that he can rely on in the run game, somebody you can be a check down threat. So I think Leonard Fournette is just a special, special player, and I assume that by the time the combine and the draft rolls around, everyone else will be back on that page.
Before we get back to some individual players, a general question. When you see the success that the Patriots continue to have with off-the-rack talent and bargain-bin talent, when they can get a what should have been an MVP performance from, you know, a fourth-round draft pick, how does that inform overall scouting? How does it affect scouting when you see a coach able to get other people's discards and find ways to make them better at football than so many people thought they might be?
I've asked people about this a lot, actually, because I'm fascinated by it. And so I'll ask, like, you know, New England can get James White, and why didn't you pick him up? And the answer is always because we don't have Tom Brady. And so, like, that's the feeling around the league. And it was the same thing. Like, I like to give general managers and scouts crap because I liked Michael Thomas last year. He was my top receiver. He went in the second round, and he caught like 90 balls this year. And so I like to bring that up. Like, man, you should have drafted Michael Thomas. And I'll get back. We would have if we'd had Drew Brees, but we don't. So we had to take a linebacker instead, you know. So it's like, I think there's not some like grand scouting principle that you learn from this. It's just that if you have Tom Brady or you have Drew Brees or you have Aaron Rodgers, you can get away with some stuff that no one else can. Like, if you're the New York Jets and you got Ryan Fitzpatrick out there, you can't take these flyers. Like, you have to have really good players around them. And when he had Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker and a good run game, like, he had a pretty good year. But when you have Brady, you can throw out Chris Hogan and you can, you know, you can bring the Jets guys in who didn't even play college football, and they're going to have an impact because if they're smart and hardworking, Brady and Belichick can find a way to make them fit into the scheme. So I think that with, like, the Bears, like, sure, you would love to be able to get all your receivers in the sixth and seventh round, and they'll go catch 100 passes. But when you don't have a Tom Brady or a Drew Brees, you can't do that.
Saw a fair amount of Jamal Adams last year from playing for LSU. And, of course, Malik Hooker is right there. And both guys are in your top five. I would not have a problem if the Bears saw a game-wrecking, game-changing Earl Thomas-like safety and selected him at number 3. What's the biggest difference between Adams and Hooker besides the amount of football that we've seen them play?
Well, I think Hooker's more of like your center fielder. Like, you know, he's Jamal Adams is a great tackler. Malik Hooker is not. But Hooker's ball skills are unreal. You know, I compared him to Earl Thomas, which, you know, I'm a Texas guy. I love Earl Thomas. Mm-hmm. So for me to make that comparison, it's pretty damn hard. With Jamal Adams, I compared him to Eric Berry, but like a more physical Eric Berry, because I think Jamal is athletic enough to cover. He just hasn't been asked to do it a whole lot. So he has the range. He could play strong safety. I've seen him play some slot corner and hold up fine. They're both like tremendous players. And, you know, Hooker's a little taller. Adams is a little thicker. I prefer Jamal Adams because I like guys who play pissed off, and that's what he does. But Hooker, he just played 1 year, right? He had 7 picks. And when I talked to Ohio State about him, they said he had 40 picks his 1 year on the scout team. Like, he was just wrecking people. And they had some pretty good quarterbacks to Ohio State when he was doing this. So they're both, like, excellent prospects. And like you said, I have them right there at number 4, number 5 overall. So if the Bears are like, they're going to go get Garoppolo, and at pick 3, you're like, we need to hit a home run and somebody who's going to help change this team, I think you could take either one of those guys and feel really good about it. I've been saying on this show for a year that the Bears need, like, just somebody on defense who scares the offense, and I think both those safeties would do this.
Couldn't they get somebody who affects a game with that high second-round pick, too? Because I'm just looking at the bunch of names that you have just arbitrarily here between 30 and 36. And I know Jason had brought up Buda Baker before when we were talking with Anthony Heron. Jalen Tabor's name came up. And then Alabama tackle Cam Robinson in a down year for offensive linemen. If you're talking maybe slipping into high second round, that's going to be pretty tough to pass up.
Yeah, I think with Cam, like, he's probably going to go higher than when I have him ranked just because how bad this tackle class is. But, like, he's a right tackle. And so it's like, okay, well, his value is going to be down a little bit. But you guys have Bobby Massey, and you obviously have Kyle Long at right guard. So your right side is pretty good. So I don't see Cam Robinson being a great fit just for what Chicago is doing. But you mentioned there are a lot of other names there that are really good. Jalen Tabor would be a number one corner in Chicago. Buda Baker would be a starting free safety. So these guys, you know, obviously where I have them ranked, I think some of them will be drafted much higher than this just because of what the NFL likes in terms of height, weight, and speed. But this is a very good draft. Like, I mean, this is – and maybe draft guys like me say this every year. I hope not. But, like, this is one of the better classes that I've seen in terms of we have that elite talent at the top with Myles Garrett and Leonard Fournette and the safeties and Reuben Foster. But the depth is really good as well. You know, I tried to do a top 50 – I wanted to put like 75 kids in that top 50 just because you don't want to leave anyone out.
And what a year for running backs, too. When we have all the time that Jason had mentioned, we talked about the devaluation of the position or a revaluation of the position. And now just seeing so much talent. I see at 52 is where you have Joe Mixon going. So if Joe Mixon were an Eagle Scout, completely clean off the field, where would he be?
He would be ahead of Dalvin Cook. He would be in my top 12.
Okay, like, and so that's 40. That's 40 spots.
He's got potential to be an all-pro running back, man.
Oh yeah, he's like Le'Veon Bell. I mean, he's a freak. He's everything you want in the position on the field. It's just that off-field. And I've said all along, I still think he gets drafted in the second round. I know a lot of people get on Twitter or on talk radio and they're like, oh, he's off the board. No one's going to draft this kid. Like, Frank Clark went in the second round. Dorial Greenbeckham went in the second round. Like, Tyreek Hill went in the fifth round, but it was because he played at a small school. Like, I firmly believe that we will hear Joe Mixon's name called on Friday night.
You know, it's funny. It takes me back to a show, actually, that I hosted with you for Bleacher Report at the Super Bowl when Tyrann Mathieu came over to the table. And I on that show, apologized to him because I said, hey, I would not draft this guy while I was in Atlanta. And he proved me wrong. And I know that was a guy that you were high on. And, you know, he's shown that he's kept his nose clean and he's played football. He's been injured a little bit. But you think the NFL looks at substance abuse issues and weighs them differently as opposed to domestic abuse issues?
I think so, and I think so much of it is also becoming individualized. You know, like, we can't evaluate Joe Mixon the same that we would evaluate Tyreek Hill, or, you know, like, so it is becoming different. And I think with substance abuse, there is an attitude of, we don't care if you smoke, we care if you get caught. Like, you know, I don't even know what percent a high percent of NFL players smoke weed, but they're smart enough to not fail that test every year at training camp. And with the incoming rookies, well, you probably should have stopped by now because you're going to get tested at the end of the month with the combine. So as long as you pass that test, you're clear. So with that, with substance abuse, it's so much of just, are you smart enough not to get caught? I think with domestic violence, there are some teams I've talked to and they'll about Joe Mixon, and they'll say, you know what? He was 18 years old and he snapped, and we're hoping that was the worst decision he'll ever make in his entire life. And then there are other teams who will say, hit a woman, he's off our board, like we're done with him. So it's very much like it's almost political, you know, like whatever the decision of your owner or your general manager or head coach, like how they feel about domestic violence really dictates everything that you do from there on.
And how your community has responded to previous guys who may have
been. Yeah, Ray McDonald didn't help. It depends if you have a particular newsworthy instance or what happened with Jeremiah Ratliff, even. When you have stuff that happens that maybe the ownership is skittish about, well, we can't.
Right, and like Kansas City can, because Andy Reid has a great track record of rehabilitating players. And the Tyreek Hill stuff, like, people were upset for a few days, and I know, like, your new guy, Danny Parkins, helped raise a ton of money for, you know, some battered women's shelters up here. Like, it was great. The community responded. But the football backlash, there was none. And this was a team where they had a player, like, do some awful things, you know, off the field in terms of domestic violence and, you know, committing suicide. And so it's like you kind of forget those things. You know, the Belcher situation was a few years ago, and then you draft a player who, you know, has abused women, and there's not a whole lot of connecting going on there. But if it's Carolina because of the Ray Caruth situation, and then Greg Hardy, like, Panthers probably aren't going to take on a guy like this.
Matt, great stuff. I know there's going to be more. We'll get plenty more information and be following that big board that people can follow at Bleacher Report.
Yeah, this is one of like 42 mock drafts that Matt will put out before the draft. So
yeah, and just to, just so people know, this is, and just to clarify here, the people say, well, why do you think this guy's better? No, you're saying this is where you think the player will be taken.
Right, exactly. Like with a mock draft, it's what I'm hearing from everybody. With the big board, it's like, you know, this is me working as a scout to rank these players. And we're 3 months out. The combine's going to change a lot of things. And as I start digging into to injuries and backgrounds, a lot's going to change too. So we'll have something good to talk about every week.
Give me a fast riser, 30 seconds that we got here. Who do you think is going to make that boom when the people see them run or in those small shorts?
John Ross from Washington. He's probably the second fastest receiver in the class. So he's going to go from like second round to first round just when he lines up on that track.
Now, that's the guy Anthony Aaron talked about too. Yep. So we're getting some cross-checking here. I like it. Matt, thank you very much as always.
You bet, guys. See ya.
That is Matt Miller, who always joins us to talk football things. Knox Bardeen will do the same at 2:40. Find out if Atlanta still exists.
I hope so.
Did you see some of the memes going around?
Man.
Did you? There is a.
I threw some of them up.
There is a some.
The Atlanta show, the FX meme with the Jordan face.
How about the Waffle House meme? Did you see that?
Awful loss.
Yes. With the Waffle House sign, change over to awful
that's,
loss.
Like, that's.
That's hitting
deep.
Nailing
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's hitting in your staple. Soul,
yeah,
right?
Man. Yeah. So.
That even hurts me just because I like Waffle House. Yeah. I don't like seeing the desecration of the sign like that.
Don't go after 2:30 in the morning parties. Like, you know, you can't do that to Waffle House. Actually, you can, because Waffle House isn't as good as Bernsey says it is. It's not. Just isn't.
Then you're ordering wrong.
I'm not ordering wrong.
Yes, you are.
I've been to many Waffle Houses. And
you never get a waffle.
No, I didn't get a waffle.
Okay.
But the food is not as good as you tell people it is.
Then you're not drunk enough. Or you're ordering wrong.
Well, all right, I'll work on that next time I go.
All right.
More drunk.
Figure that out. He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, The Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. Once, the Davis Cup was a much bigger deal than the Ryder Cup. The matches were always on live TV, ESPN for years, and news outlets from around the country covered all four rounds of what was the foremost team competition in golf or tennis. Now, Does anyone outside family and friends know that the first round of the 2017 Davis Cup was this past weekend? The U.S. beat Switzerland, which would have been a remarkable upset if Roger Federer and Stan Wawrinka had been playing for the Swiss. They couldn't be bothered. Instead, Marco Ciudinelli and Henri Laaksonen played. If the players don't care, and if the International Tennis Federation cares so little about any American interest that it schedules matches on Super Bowl weekend, why should anyone else care? The U.S. now plays Australia. The matches will be played the second weekend in April, same week as the Masters. Brilliant. I'm John Feinstein.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Hero. Guys, this Valentine's Day, give your sweetheart rich, chocolatey brownies from the Vermont Brownie Company, featuring decadent flavors like maple toffee, peanut butter, and dark chocolate. These brownies are ridiculously good. Vermont Brownie is so extraordinary that they even beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay. Surprise and delight your Valentine with some of the best brownies she'll ever taste. They're baked using local farm-fresh ingredients and rich Belgian chocolate. And right now, order a 12-pack of brownies for Valentine's Day and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222 at checkout. That's code 2222. Your gift also comes with free Valentine's gift packaging and a personalized card. But you need to order today because this offer is only good this week. So go to VermontBrownie.com, order a 12-pack of brownies, and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222. Delivery is guaranteed, but you must order today.
Valentine's Day, the one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing. Love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
Your weekly horoscope. Libra, be ready to clear up last week's errors in communications. Scorpio, use this week to learn something new or a new way of doing something. Sagittarius, take off the rose-colored glasses and face the fact that something may be off. Capricorn, balance is the key, especially when it comes to your thoughts and what others think about you. Aquarius, your love life, or lack thereof, takes an interesting turn this week. And Pisces, give yourself a break. The good things on the horizon will come. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS. Hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Illinois at 7. One of the final games of Welsh Ryan Arena. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Dwayne Wade led the Bulls to a 112-107 victory over Sacramento. All five starters finished in double digits. Jimmy Butler sat out his second game with that heel bruise. Bulls continue their road trip tomorrow night at Golden State. In hockey, the Blackhawks play at Minnesota tomorrow night. They currently trail the Wild in the Central Division by 4 points. Corey Crawford gets the start in net. AHL, the Wolves play in Rockford this evening. Puck drops at 7. Carolina Hurricanes, Brian Bickle is hoping to return to the lineup in 2 weeks. Bickle has not played since October 30th and announced on November 11th he was diagnosed with MS. Major League Baseball news, Bob Nightingale reporting the Yankees and Chris Carter have agreed to a one-year, $3 million deal pending a physical. The physical's for Carter, not the Yankees. NFL, Steve Sarkisian replaces Kyle Shanahan as the Falcons' offensive coordinator. College hoops, Illinois takes on Northwestern. Coverage on The Score starts at 6:30. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score.
You're enjoying flipping through the top 100 here, the Matt Miller Big Board. And it's very clear. Remember, his Big Board, the top 100 players, are his scouting assessment. Right. The mock drafts
is where people,
are where he thinks they'll be taken.
Look at, and you wonder why Washington was in the college football playoff and Chris Peterson did a hell of a job. But look at how many Washington players are in the top 100. I mean, he's got Sidney Jones, the corner, who's a long, long guy who's being compared to Richard Sherman.
That's at 19.
At 19. Then you go to my guy, Buda Baker, who was brought up when we were talking to Anthony Heron, who's at 34. You keep going. As he mentioned, John Ross is somewhere on here as well. You got Joe Mathis, the edge rusher, at number 55. I mean, they got like four or five guys in the top 100.
Elijah Qualls, 77, a defensive lineman. Mm-hmm. And then cornerback Kevin King is 89th.
Yeah. They got like five draftable guys on the defense that won the Pac-12. And I mean,
they should be good is the point.
Yeah. But I mean, to have that many people from a school that just, I don't want to say burst out of nowhere, but Washington wasn't on anybody's radar except for like last year or the year before last. That's, That's a pretty good haul for one Chris Peterson out there for the Washington Huskies. This is fun though. I like the newness. I like turning over talent and seeing, like, this is why I watch college football. Like, people watch college football for the games. I watch to see who separates themselves.
You're not waving pom poms, rah rah, a little Michigan, little Northwestern,
but
you don't have any real skin in the college game like some do.
I want to see who's kicking the hell out of everybody else. Like, and who's the man on the field?
I'm not gonna have it until my kids are in college. Like, I never really had it when I was in college.
You're gonna be suited and booted with whatever. You know,
it's how it is.
Have your brown basketball, you know, outfit all laid out.
What is it? Like
your Cornell.
I'm hoping I've got like the Yale raccoon coat on.
Right, you'll have it.
It's the big game against the Harvard men. No, probably not
at all. No, you're good. No, I feel like
Oakton Community College takes on.
Hey, let me tell you something right now. That basketball team. At OCC, I actually went there for a semester when I was like trying to act like I still wanted to go to school. And then I was like, you know what? I'll just jump in the whole radio thing. Actually, the Des Plaines campus, really good food on that campus. Oh, yeah. Cafeteria was popping.
College food matters.
Cafeteria was
I'm telling you, it was one of the reasons why when you back in the day, now college food has been standardized a little bit and privatized. But when Cornell. Man, that was because of the hotel school.
Almost sold you.
Well, their food was, and Duke's food was great.
But it's an Ivy League school, and he's talking about the cafeteria.
I'm telling you, but because of the hotel and restaurant school at Cornell, that they used it as part of the educational system.
The kids were the testing ground.
Way they ran the place, just the quality of everything, and college food is generally better now, but back in the day. And we went to visit for my parents. I forgot which reunion it was, and stayed over there in the dorms and the whole thing. And in the summer, when you think, "Oh my God, this is the most gorgeous place I've ever seen," and then people tell you stories about what Ithaca's like when it gets a little bit cold, it's like, "Yeah, it's not always like this."
Take a snapshot. Yeah, and remember this.
Yeah, that hill you just climbed. Mm-hmm. It was no big deal to walk up that giant hill. Try doing that in January. It's a little different, but oh man, the food was so good. I'm like, are all the meals this good? Like, yep.
Yeah, I had a problem with my meal plan at Southern Illinois. Got way too high way too often and messed around. And, you know, by the end of the week, you know, you're like, I'm 17 meals into my 25 meal plan and it's Thursday. So I'm going to have to find a young lady who fancies my charm and my good looks. And you for cooking a meal. I had a group of senior girls who lived on the other side of the rec.
Sugar daddies.
Hey, man. Shout out to Jamila and all the girls on the other side of the rec, because after Grinnell and all those places ran out of food for me, they would always hook a brother up with a home-cooked meal.
Oh, well, I found a way to hack the system because they changed the rules since we were there, but all your meal points were on your Duke card. And if you had, I had my fake ID, my Pennsylvania fake ID, where I was Alexander J. Walsh. Unfortunately, my friend Rich was also from Pennsylvania and also named Alexander J. Walsh. So we had to stagger entrance in any establishment.
Yes,
what a coincidence. So we both ended up here. And I found a way to fake my name on my actual Duke card. It didn't say Dan Bernstein on it. It said Alexander J. Walsh, because that way I could buy beer on points.
Nice.
And that way you could go to the Cambridge Inn and they'd tap the kegs. And
the Capitol Hill bong was out.
They tap the kegs and Natty Light, and mommy and daddy are paying for beer.
Nice.
There you go. Meal plan indeed.
God bless
college. How many points is another 16-ounce plastic cup? I'll take 3. Thank you very, very much.
Scamming the system from day one. Little Danny Bernstein.
College,
Jr.
man.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Because, you know, they didn't have holograms on anything. If somebody, hey, I've got this thing, it's called a laser printer. Whoa, cool. He was making, like, press passes for the Maryland that were exactly like.
Oh, so federal crimes.
He was getting guys into press row in games at Maryland because he figured out how to mock things up.
So you had your own little Catholics versus convicts kind of situation there, huh?
Well, I had the real press pass, so I was good. I'm like, what are you doing here? You're not me, dude. It's like, nope.
Just sitting there half-hammered.
No,
just,
I'm not.
Wearing yesterday's clothes.
Yep, that's what happened.
You smell like marijuana. You should leave.
Knox Bardeen is going to tell us how the great city of Atlanta is coping with their miserable, horrible defeat next on The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
For every great, unbelievable, amazing comeback, There's also a...
How'd that happen? Well, the other team was... Yeah.
There's a choke.
Yeah.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines. So why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
For just $5 more. All right, it was $10 the day before. Now I'm cutting that to $5 more for you. So you double up on your berries for only $5 more. You just need to enter my code to take advantage of this deal. Jason G is the code. That's J-A-S-O-N-G. This is truly the last day you can get this incredible deal. Not lying to you. So make sure you enter that code right now. These berries are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips. And you can still surprise her at work. Her coworkers are sure to be a little bit jealous, and she'll be overjoyed because you're a big hunk of a man that thought about your lady on Valentine's Day. Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. Right now, with Valentine's Day right around the corner, here's the only way to get this amazing deal. It's freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or you could double the berries for just $5 more. And this is an exclusive offer for my listeners only when you use my code JASONG. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. That's berries.com. Click on the mic. Type in Jason G. This amazing deal is today only. So order right now.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Aries, you have a huge pile of projects at work, so let others help you. Taurus, if you're single, this may be the week to update your status to in a relationship. Gemini, a major opportunity is bound to present itself. Make sure you can recognize it. Cancer, perhaps moving at a snail's pace this week may be the key to being productive. Leo, people are looking at you for all the answers, but it's okay to not have them all. And Virgo, make your relationship a little hotter this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in, move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
11:08 to go in the first overtime. They'll toss it to White. Left or right side. White will cut back and he will get in. Touchdown, New England. The Patriots storm the field. And James White has won the Super Bowl. For New England, and a crushing defeat for Atlanta. The Falcons led 28-3 with 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And New England storms back with 31 straight points to win Super Bowl 51 in overtime, 34-28.
And so it was. And then the competitors from Atlanta went home. And now what happens?
What are you, Morgan Freeman?
Everybody in Atlanta.
Icy cold Bohemian beer.
Bohemian-style beer. And everybody was sad. But I think the sun came up in Atlanta. Let's find out with Knox Bardeen from 92.9 The Game in Atlanta on Twitter, at Knox Bardeen. And now in the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game.
I'm picturing Knox covered in like football rubble and ash, and just, you know, he's like scrounging,
cinder blocks,
right, scrounging for rations around the city as zombies are eating brains. How bad is it, Knox?
The sun did not come up today, guys. I mean, it's raining like crazy right now. Everyone is angry. Everyone is sad, shocked. Goff, you were here. You know how much this city gets beat on for not being a sports town, and how everything seems to just slip through its fingers. And then to have this happen, everyone outside of Atlanta is calling this the best Super Bowl ever. And everyone in the city of Atlanta wants to tell them to go to hell.
What does this do? What does it mean now for the rest of Dan Quinn? What does it mean now for the rest of, you know, Matt Ryan's MVP year? The effect of this depth of feeling on how people buy in to it's still a very good team.
Yeah, well, it's going to take a couple of weeks. And it started happening in the locker room now. I'm just now leaving Flower Branch after meeting with a bunch of players. We also got a chance to talk to Coach Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff. It hurts. It really does. But they're starting that feeling of, you know what? This is a young team. This is a young team that was very good this year. And on the opposite side of the football was the best coach that's ever lived, arguably, the best quarterback that's ever lived, arguably. And they needed every single thing in the final 8 to 10 minutes to go absolutely perfectly right for them to beat you.
But it did. See, right. That's the thing, though, is it the other side of that is how painful it is that it all did. There, you could point to any number.
When people talk about win probability, it's like 99.6, right. But it's there. That's a 0.4 of a chance.
But like little like butterfly effect things,
right.
Like something tiny that had to have happened that did, that could have just gone the other way for a different outcome. I sort of coined the term yesterday, the Voltron of chokes, where it was this being that was greater than the sum of its parts, and all the little things that you can blame to add up to what happened. It's, you almost can't get your head around it.
No, first off, it's hard enough to get two-point conversions in the same quarter to go your way. They got it done that way. Then you had to score 31 unanswered points. Then you had to have one of the most colossal coaching blunders from Kyle Shanahan to ever pop up. That happened. Penalties started happening. it was just one right after the other. And any one of those, any one of them goes the Falcons' way, and this we're talking about a parade in the rain instead of misery in the rain.
My man Daryl Killian down there, who works at WAOK as the auto insider, he texts me because, of course, he went to the game, and he and his wife were all dressed in their Falcons gear. And I said MVP to him the night before, and he said, "Don't jinx this for me." And I was talking about Matt Ryan. He's a Matt Ryan detractor. And immediately when the game was over, he said, "See, this is what you get with Matt Ryan." And I'm like, how can you do that right now? Is Kyle Shanahan taking the biggest beating? And how far behind is Matt Ryan? Because he's still trying to live down the ghost of Michael Vick, even though I think it's absurd.
Yeah, no, that is absurd. In fact, here, Kyle Shanahan is taking a beating here. And that has, you know, that's been the biggest area. I think after Shanahan, people are asking Dan Quinn, why didn't you step in? And why didn't you, you know, change this play calling? Because you had to realize that we have first 10 on the 22 after that great Julio catch. Three runs and a field goal brings you the Lombardi Trophy. Why don't you step in and say, no, this is the way we should have it? And he said today that hindsight being 2020, maybe he should have, but he's going to stick with the aggressive play calling. I think it's rather interesting as everyone's trying to play the blame game around here. And pretty much everyone, it's hands off with Matt Ryan. No one is attacking Matt Ryan at all.
Good.
People are blaming Devontae Freeman for that missed block more than Matt Ryan. People are blaming the defense more than Matt Ryan. So it's hands off him right now. But I think the Falcons really did quick work with this hiring of Steve Sarkisian as offensive coordinator today just to kind of take a new step and, you know, change the news cycle.
Yeah, I was going to ask, as soon as he has his first press conference, like, hypothetical situation, Steve. You're leading the Super Bowl by 8 points with 4.5 minutes left of the ball of the opposing 22. How would you handle that hypothetical situation?
You just have to check the box. It says run the football and you're hired.
Well, what kind of hire is this?
This is a guy, this is a player's first guy. This is a guy that's going to come in and he's going to get the players behind him, kind of like Quinn did almost immediately. He's also an aggressive play caller, so that should make people happy, except for maybe the last 5 minutes of this football game. Very, very much like Shanahan. He likes to use his tight ends in many different ways. It's going to be a guy who's going to come in here, and Dan Quinn said this already. He's not coming in here to change his offense. This offense is going to stay like it is. Sarkisian's going to get to put a few of his fingerprints on it, but mainly this is the eighth most prolific offense in NFL history, and they'd be foolish to mess with it. So it's going to look like it did this year with just a few tweaks. But Sarkisian's going to be this kind of hire that's supposed to be as much, you know, rah-rah. I mean, he and Quinn are buddies. He and Quinn see things the same way. And that's kind of how Shanahan got the job, too.
How were people reacting to the Chip Kelly rumors for a week or so?
If they hadn't already jumped off the bridge, they were threatening to. It was a citywide 7 million people scream, "No, not Chip Kelly." So when that rumor came out, it was very negatively met. And I'm kind of glad for exactly kind of the feel of the city right now that the Falcons chose not to go in that direction.
Knox, we had a conversation yesterday with Brian Billick about Arthur Blank's habit of descending from the gilded throne to come walk amongst his team, amongst the commoners, and the effect that might have on people doing their jobs and or what the symbolic message is, especially at that point in the game. And Billick was pretty clear about it. Look, maybe he's learned his lesson and he's going to stop doing that, even though it's something that he has always done. That I think there's sort of a can't help, could hurt aspect to him doing that. Is that brought up locally, or is Blank still kind of untouchable in that regard?
I don't think he's untouchable. You know, we don't talk about it a whole lot, but I will tell you this. He wasn't around as much this year as he was in previous years. Now, training camp, and he's out there quite a bit doing that. And more power to him. I hope I'm out doing stuff like that at his age. But when it came to week, you know, hanging out in the locker room, being down on the field, he didn't do that as much as in the past. In fact, the only time I ever saw him in the locker room was well into the playoffs, and that's very abnormal, seeing as how he used to be quite frequently in previous years. So maybe he's learning a little bit. Maybe he still has some room to grow.
All right, so now they get to open up a new dome and start some new bad memories in the Falcons franchise. I remember when I left, there was a lot going on about the land that the new dome was being built on, and the churches that were heritage churches, not only in the state of Georgia, but in the South, going back to slavery days. How did that figure itself out? Because I know there's some palms that needed to be greased because there were a lot out there with their hands out.
Not just grease for the palms, but many, many extra bags of money. The final numbers, and I don't have them on the top of my head. I have them in my research somewhere, but the Falcons probably ended up paying double what each of those two churches was worth just across the street and put the football stadium in there. And Jason, I don't even know if you hit it hard enough how important these two churches were to the city, to the history. You know, being in a huge historical church like that, I mean, there are a bunch of them around Atlanta, but these two were so important. And to get them just to pick up, you know, tear everything down and move some stuff and rebuild, instead of, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 million each, it went into the 50s, 15 and 20. So that's what it took, a lot of talking and a lot of Arthur Blank's money.
Wow. So that,
It's amazing. Like I say, there's always a number, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Knox, good luck as the this too shall pass, or maybe it won't.
No. Not this one, Knox.
Spend any time, and I was with Daryl pregame golf, and he was the same way. He was nervous. And most people that have lived in Atlanta longer than, say, 10, 15 years, or if you grew up here, you were one of these people the whole time saying, you know, even at 28-3, Don't say anything to me yet. Not until the final whistle. This isn't over. There's just that doom and gloom mentality that something bad is going to happen. And thank the Lord that the 95 Braves actually won one when they should have won about 7. Or this town would just be one of the poorest sports towns ever if it's not already.
Well, you got good barbecue, Knox. Talk to you soon, man.
Take care, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Knox Bardeen of 93.9 The Game, a counterpart of his from Boston, Fred Tutcher from the Sports Hub in Boston, joins us after an update on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Team VIA wants the best drivers in Chicago. Join VIA, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. Earn a high signing bonus and take home all your earnings with 0% commission for a limited time. With VIA, you'll have friendly customers and the best support. You can always call or text the VIA support line. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7 or apply at drivewithvia.com. Text or call 415-842-2447 and join Team VIA.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Valentine's Day, the one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Valentine's Day? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. They're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. Now, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about